Bar Halachin Chavis Halvavis, Sunday night, or Luchov Ches Teves, Tavshinayin Hay. In addition to waiting 6 hours between meat and milk, the din is you have, let's say you have a meal that stretches for 6 hours. If it's hard to imagine, just think Purim. You want to have, you eat your meat on Purim, you have a Suda, and then for dessert, 6 hours later, maybe you want to have ice cream for dessert. And it's 6 hours. So the din is you cannot. You have to bench first. Or make a bracha achrona, whatever the case may be, but usually it would be benching, obviously. So you have to bench first. What's interesting is that if your only reason for benching, that's one din. You have to bench first. If it's meat and then milk, you have to bench first. Even if it's 6 hours. If your only reason for benching is, and then you're going to go eat your ice cream for dessert, then it's a shiloh if you can. Because it's not really a siluk. You're just benching, like, it's not a magic wand benching. The pshat is you're benching, and now you have a new suda, but if you're just benching, and then, okay, sir, we'll serve the ice cream after benching, it doesn't work. Okay. What about meat after milk? So there, it's a machlokes that Darkei Tshuva brings down that you do have to make a bracha achrona. He brings down from certain achronim that you do have to make a bracha achrona, even for meat and then, for milk and then meat. The Mishnah Berurah Grada says you don't have to. So it's hard to be machriya. The Yoskav Chanan, what to do? I don't know. I would say, well, I don't know, like a shvuas, it comes up on shvuas. That's when it comes up. That you're eating, because that used to be the minig, and that's where they got the shtei halechem from, according to the Ramah. And so, so it's really a machlokes. You want to go like the Mishnah Berurah? Okay, I guess. It's hard to be machriya, such a machlokes. Okay. There also, if you're just benching, if you're being machmir, and you're making a bracha, you're not benching just to it's not a magic wand. So it doesn't work if that's the whole reason for benching. Okay, we're going to hopefully finish Shir HaYichud today. We're at the end of Shir HaYichud, Perek Yud, and the Chavis HaLovis. Vala Dimyon HaZeh, he's talking about the Dimyon of understanding Achdus Hashem like the sunlight. Because the Yisod of everything is Achdus Hashem. Hashem is one. Hashem is responsible for everything. Hashem enables everything. Hashem does everything. Everything is Hashem. Everything is a manifestation of His will. So, understanding Achdus Hashem and that He's indivisible, etc., etc., the Vadimin Hazeh is chalek like the sun, and he gave an example of three groups of people. One whose eyesight is healthy and they use the sun and they benefit from the sunlight. Others who are blind and the sunlight means nothing to them. And others whose eyesight is lakui and they need medicines and then they can get good eyesight. But if they're not careful and they go out into the sun without the proper medicines, then they'll become blind. So he says, "V'ladimyon hazeh is chalek inyan hayichud hanichtav b'sefer haTorah lekehilas amedabrim echad shekol al osam tiklol or hashemesh v'chol balei ha'inayim kasher zecharnu." Some of people understand and have an understanding of Achdus Hashem. Anshe haseichel hatzolul v'his bonenus hazakus. Hachelik hasheni is bnei adam shasichlam cholosh. They don't understand at all, and others who sort of understand, and if they learn and study and are careful, they could become like the first group. And if they're not careful, then they'll become blind, and they'll get all mixed up and all confused. The Sifri Zeh, so he says, this Sefer, called the Salvavos, so for the first group, they don't really need it. However they acquire their understanding, that's great. And they'll use it for Chazara, you know, just to go over Rosh HaPrakim, to go over the Inyonim that they understand, so they'll use my Sefer for that. L'haskirim dovashin asalmu mimenu. Akas ha'shniya, who are like blind, they don't understand, so there's no en lohem toelas b'sifri zeklal. I didn't write my Sefer for them, they are like way over their heads, and they won't get anything out of it. Who did I write my sefer for? Or in particular, Shar HaYichud. For the third group, Shemavinim HaYichud, Sefer Torah Elokim, Kitzas Havana, Bod Ve'en B'Koach HaKarosim L'Hovin Inyono V'Lamod Al Amituso. So, but if someone teaches them properly, then they'll steig and they'll grow and they'll become like the first group. So I wrote my sefer for them, so that they should, but if they just leave it, then they just make assumptions that they have no right to assume, or they don't really understand the inyanim, and they just think about them without really understanding it properly, they'll become blind. Yelduram mukomus apsoyim. The sifri zeh, my sefer, moel akat hazos to elas gedola, the kolelas, meshicholim lachkor, they have what to learn from, I'll be their rebbe. V'yelam ha-sefer hazeh, kechalayim, like the medicines for the eye, ha-mo'il m'balei enayim ha-chalushel, shemekavim ha-arucha, b'ropam also. For him shall ha-sefer ha-odom, ha-ksil ge'iver, the chazal compare a foolish person who doesn't understand emes, who doesn't understand things, like a blind person. Chochma is like or. You see things through chochma, through wisdom, so that's a form of seeing. There's physical seeing, and then this understanding is always compared in the Pesukim to seeing, and Chochmah is compared to light. Asichlus is Choshech. Ba'omro in Koheles, Varisa Nishi Yesh Yisrael, Nechochmah min Asichlus, Kisaron Ha'or min Achoshech. Ba'omar Ha'chochmah mena Barosho, Vaksil Ba'choshech Holech. Chochmah is light. You see things, you understand them, you perceive them, you see reality. And Choshech is being blinded to reality. For Omar Acherishim Shema'u, for Ivrim, blind people, Habitu Leros. For him shall Achochma Ba'amusar also Be'etz Achayim, a tree of life, Kakosav Eitzchayim Yilam Achazikim Bof Samchem Yushor, for Omar Kichayim Himil Motzeayim. Volokim Yorenu Derech Yidiyoso, for Yashirenu La'avodoso, for Yopik Lonu Ritzono Barachmav Uvachemloso, Amen. Okay, that's the end of Shar HaYichud. And Bezus Hashem, tomorrow night, foot permitting, we'll be starting Shahar HaBachina.